Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Wuhan.
What's good, my people? Another week, Screwball Radio. It's your boy Comet. My man King Eric, what up?
What's good, bro? Episode 95 underway. Blessed to be here with another Saturday night. Providing y'all some real dope topics, real good music. Let's get it, man. How you doing, man?
Yeah, everything's Gucci, man. You know, shout out Poet. You know, he's handling some business, so he can't be with us tonight. But, you know, we're going to hold it down. Screwball, you know, we here, man. Screwball Radio. Shout out everybody tuned in worldwide. If y'all tuned in, you know, call up. Hit them with the number, E.
Yes, sir. 516-531-9596 and press 1. That way you can talk to us. You can chop it up with us.
Yeah, man, it's been a crazy week, you know, as far as the news and I know last week we talked about you know, the whole situation, the whole water situation down in Mississippi. And you know, the people are starting to get clear water coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But the stench that's coming with it, it's like raw sewage. You know what I mean? Like they probably, you know, put that bleach in the water and cleared the water up, but the smell is still horrid. You still can't drink it. You still can't do nothing with it, man. We need to give people help over there, man. They need to do better for our own country. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, man. Facts. And I also want to send a big shout out to Ray Shermer. They went ahead and bought trucks of water to Mississippi today. I want to send a big shout out to them brothers for, you know, taking their power and doing the right thing, because those people in Mississippi need a lot of help.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, you got these artists, you know. Me, myself, if I was wealthy, like some of these artists, man, I'd be doing my best to get the people filters, water filters, anything that's going to make their whole situation better, man. because there's no way that our own country is dealing with issues that a third world country would be dealing with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's foul. You know, like, you know, third world country, they don't have too much money, so their resources are limited. So they need other countries coming in and helping them. Like, we the United States, man, and this is one of, like, one of our states, man. This is one of our states. It's not like it's an island off of United States. Like, this is in our country, and they have to deal with something like that. That's crazy, man. Shout out to the brothers for you know, doing something good for the people, man. And any other artists out there, man, that's getting in, man, y'all need to contribute. Or y'all want to sponsor us so we could help them out, you know, if y'all sponsors, y'all listening, man. Got to do something better for our people, man.
Absolutely. And also, hold I want to also salute David Banner as well. David Banner, he always be, when it comes to crisis issues, he's always front row and center when it comes to fighting for hip-hop and when it comes to providing for his people. So big shout-out to David Banner as well.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Like I said, man, you know, they're people just like us, man. They got kids just like us, you know. They need to shower just like us. They need to eat. They need to, you know, do whatever they got to do. It's just like us, no matter where you at in the States, man. They people, too. They not animals, you know. They ain't going to go drinking from the water that's on the floor. Like, come on, man. Y'all could do better.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of that now, and tying in what we're talking about with Mississippi, I hear that Brett Favre, he's in a lot of hot water for allegedly scamming Mississippi. And I remember Shannon Sharp was calling him out on it.
Oh, well, like public assistance?
It's supposed to be
like, what was he doing?
$6 million in welfare for a volleyball stadium. And they said there's a welfare scandal going on with the state of Mississippi.
Wow. I mean, you know, people like that just ruin it for the people that do, that truly need it. You know? For people that can't feed their own family or, you know, house broken or, you know, and they need that public assistance. People like that just gonna mess it up on them. I mean, it's just like the PPP loans that they was doing for COVID. All them people that got it that ain't need it, and then the people that did need it, they couldn't get it. You know,
and yeah.
Someone like Brett Favre, you know, he should be paid. Like, he should be paid enough that he could get investors to go in with him with whatever he's doing. Like, you know, rich people. Always stick together with rich people. You know, it's when you poor, you can't really reach the rich. You know what I mean? But when you rich and you give other rich people ideas, 9 out of 10 times they're going to go in with you. You know, if they see it's beneficial, they definitely going to go in with you. Now, you know, if it's someone like me trying to holler at somebody that's rich, you know, they might see the potential in it, but they don't see the security in. But when you're dealing with another rich person, you know, rich people, they both secure, they're going to go ahead and do it, you know. But to be frauding fucking welfare, that's crazy.
Especially when his ass is worth $100 million. That's like an ultimate slap in the face finesse. Like, this motherfucker, he's worth $100 million, and he's stealing from the state, allegedly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they say he's worth $100 million, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's what he has. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they be throwing them numbers out, like, oh, he's worth this and he's worth that. Like, that's what he's worth on the books. But what is he like in real life? You know, he could be struggling, you know? Word up.
Yeah, especially in this game, man.
But yeah,
like,
man,
a lot of guys, they look the part, they worth the part, but a lot of them don't have it.
Yeah, like I don't know if you really, like, you know, just like Dame Dash said, you know, a lot of these rappers, they get their, they get that advance, and they start living rich. And, you know, that whole advance is really a loan. And before you know it, it's gone. Just like a sports player signing with a team. You know, you get that big, you get that big money in the beginning, and you splurging, and before you know it, you only got $100,000 left off of however many millions after taxes and everything else. You bought this person a house, you bought yourself a house, you bought this car, you bought that car. You know, money could disappear in the blink of an eye.
Especially in different states, depending on where you're at. Like, I did a post, I think about 2 weeks ago, about taxes in California, and man, they straight. They take, they big bank straight, little bank, boy. They rob the shit out of you, especially when you hit a certain class.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Like, you know, LA is one of the richest and most taxing areas to live in. You know, especially if you're in LA. I don't know if you're in Inglewood or someone less fortunate if the taxes are still high. But you know, if you on Rodeo Drive out there, you know, you're paying Rodeo Drive money. You know, that's for sure. But since we're talking about LA, man, you know, I want to say rest in peace to TNB Rock. I didn't really know him. I didn't really know his music or nothing like that. But I do know that he was a young black man in the United States that fell victim to gun violence. And, you know, I want to send, you know, Schoolball Radio wants to send their condolences out to his family and, you know, his kids and everything else. You know what I mean?
Most definitely, man. I mean, that was an awful tragedy. I mean, it's just a reflection of what's been happening with the world for the past couple of years. We already knew that violence has always been ingrained within the culture of American culture, but it seems that since the pandemic, people just went more batshit crazy. Like, they could have just went in and just robbed them, but now they robbing and killing people now.
Well, to be honest with you, you know, to be honest with you, L.A. ain't no joke, man. L.A. is home to gang members. Gang members run L.A. You might have public officials. You might have, you know, people that sit in legal places. But when it comes to the streets, the gangs run the street. Whether you the red shirts, whether you the blue shirts, whether you Spanish gangs, like, you know, like, nobody's safe out there. Like, Biggie went out there and was killed. Pop Smoke went out there and was killed. You know? Even Nipsey Hussle, who is from there, was killed. So, you know, L.A. is not a place to play. You can't
it's
be
really
from
not.
L.A. You cannot be from a different part of the state and going in L.A., Like it's cool like that, you know, rocking your jewels, have $100,000, 50 on the wrist, you know, 30 on the neck, you know,
yeah,
dripping, clothes dripping, and not moving with people. Like, you know, you can't be in L.A. without knowing nobody. Ice-T say it all the time, you know. L.A. is nothing to fuck with, man. L.A. is nothing to fuck with. Like I said, the gangs run L.A. So, you know, to be moving around with you and your shorty with all that money on when, you know, motherfuckers are starving. They looking for a meal ticket, you know? I don't know what the science is behind it. Yeah, I don't know what the science was behind the hit or whatever it was. But, you know, it's me. I live on the East Coast. And when I look at the rappers that be in the hood and the West Coast, you'll never see them with that jewelry drip on like that. You don't see Snoop out there with big truck jewels. You only see Snoop like that when he's moving around and he's in other states and, you know, he might be confined to his studio, but you ain't going to catch him in the street with all 100,000, a million worth of jewels on. You ain't going to catch Ice-T doing that. You'll never see Ice-T doing that. Huh?
You ain't gonna catch Dre, you ain't gonna catch Kendrick either.
Yeah, but Dre ain't never been an icy, you know. Dre ain't never really rocked jewels like that. I'm talking about like the flashy artist, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dre ain't never been no flashy artist, you know. He might have a nice watch on, he might have one chain on, you know, but to be walking around with flooded ice on when people are starving, you know, you're just making yourself a target. And plus, you ain't even moving with nobody from there. You know, I don't know if you know the homie Watch Homie Quan, but he's like a, you know, he's an Instagram, you know, he's an Instagram dude that be making content. And, you know, he be showing, and it's nothing to look at it like it's comedy. Like, it be real shit he be talking about. Like, you can't wear certain hats in certain places. You can't wear these colors. You can't even go here to eat. You know, he's showing places where if you go in there to eat, you got to watch your back. It's dangerous. And you got people out of town going to these places that don't know the science behind the whole area. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, put it like this. I'm gonna put it like this. If you go to L.A. wearing a New York Yankee hat, you might get killed. Because the New York Yankee hat represents a set that's out there. You know what I mean? If you go to L.A., wearing a Seattle Mariners hat, you might get killed. And so on and so forth. Whether it's Cincinnati Reds, whether it's Houston Astros, like, I mean, Dodgers is really, it's just a staple of L.A. Like, you can get away with that. But you're not getting away with nothing else that really homes in on what they yelling out. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be paying attention to everything I see. You know, I pay attention. And I don't want to talk about what it represents because I ain't here telling on nobody. But you know what I'm saying?
Right. Just putting the awareness out there, because you can't go out there in different territories. I mean, say you ain't got to work with your head in the swimmer, but you got to have that awareness of how they move and how they operate, because it's totally different. You feel me?
Yeah, L.A. is straight gang culture. Like, L.A. is straight gang culture, you know? You could come to New York wearing an L.A. hat. Ain't nobody going to bother you. You know what I mean? You could walk around all through New York City wearing a Yankee hat. Ain't nobody going to bother you. But do that shit in L.A., you might not even make it out L.A.
And not even knowing it. And on top of that, it's not even with that, only that situation. It's just crime in general, just, man. L.A. just became like a straight-up wasteland out there, because I've seen old lady get hit by a car and they took her pocketbook and shit like that. I've seen the road rage going on with that woman. She literally just drove past on traffic and damn near had an accident and killed people. And now she's in prison. Ironically, no, she survived because she was in a rage. I think she found her boyfriend cheating or something, and she just drove in a rage and just killed somebody, and she's in prison now. So it's just a lot of crazy stuff going on out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even with homeboy chopping his ex-girl's head off, that was in L.A. too. And that was because supposedly she was trying to put a hit on him. You know, right now the world's burning, man. The world's burning, man. Everywhere I look on the news, you know, you got Israeli, you know, Israel, they bombing places. You got a couple places overseas at war. You got the Ukraine issue still going on, you know. Then we got our own turbulence over here. And, you know, it's just a bad time for the world right now, man. Everybody's going through something poverty, pandemic. You know, crazy thing is that I haven't heard monkeypox all week. I haven't heard nothing about monkeypox all week, but, you know, it's just crazy time, man. It's a crazy time. Last 3 years been real rough on, you know, 2020, 2021. Yeah, we in 2022 now, so, you know, it's just been crazy. And people are just trying to get back to normal. But what's normal, you know?
Yeah, it's like a shock, man. Like, you're trying to get through what you've been through for the past couple years and trying to coexist in society. It's kind of like, you know, when somebody get released from prison and they trying to coexist with what's going on with the new world, but you still have those psychological trauma from the past couple years. So it's like, just like you said, like, what's normal? You know what I'm saying? It's hard to function.
Yeah, it's hard, you know. It's hard out there. Just for all my people listening, man, just hold your head one day at a time, you know. Tune in with us every Saturday night because we're going to talk that real shit. You know, shout out Black Poet. We're always going to keep it funky, man. But, you know, on another note, NFL season started, you know.
Yeah.
Who's your team, E? Who's your team?
The Raiders, man. We caught that L last week. So now we just trying to – I think we play the Cardinals tomorrow, so we trying to rebound from that. But we always had problems when it came to quarterbacking, man. We can't never get a good, healthy quarterback to save our lives.
Yeah, me, you know me. I'm a when it's on the East Coast, you know, I'm a Jet fan, and unfortunately, you know, we always hurting, man. We always hurting. But on the West Coast, you know, I'm a Niners fan, even though they took the L last week. You know, it was just the first game, but, you know, a lot of, you know, the Giants won. The Giants got the win. You see how it goes, man. It's going to be a couple games this weekend, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, my East Coast, my Panthers, we took the L too, man. So we got to play the Giants tomorrow. That's my East Coast squad.
Oh, who's that?
The Panthers. You know, I got to ride with the
Panthers?
Home team.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, it's going to be some games, man, you know. Seahawks and the 49ers, you know, Buccaneers and the Saints, you know. The Jets and the Browns. Like you said, Giants and Panthers. It's going to be a lot of good games tomorrow, man. It's going to be a lot of good games, man. I'm happy NFL season came back around, you know.
The past couple months been rough on those sports, man. And because, you know, no basketball. And with boxing, a lot of the best fighters wasn't trying to fight at the time. So we just had to pretty much settle with the UFC. Baseball at times, hockey.
Oh, I just seen this guy get knocked out from UFC.
When that just now?
What's his name, man? Just this week or last weekend, he got.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's that cat name?
Silva. Was it Silva? Silva got knocked out by. Oh man, gotta look that up.
Yeah, that was a big deal, though. That was a shocking knockout. He was one of their biggest fighters. Let me see this guy's name. But that's a big fight. But I want everybody to know that. Anybody got the link to tonight's fight between Triple G and Canelo? Send it to me. Or send it a comment. I'm trying to watch that.
Yeah, and this guy, too, the basketball player, he just got knocked out. Damn near fell out the ring. Young, what's his name? Last name, Young?
Oh, Swaggy P.
Yeah, Swaggy P got swagged out. How you get knocked out
supposed,
like that? I ain't never seen
it. Blueface, I believe, but Blueface had caught that legal trouble. They pulled him out.
Yeah, I'm saying, but Silva just fought somebody. I can't find it.
I'm gonna look up Anderson Silva.
Yeah, it was just last weekend.
I'm gonna look that up. I'm trying to get his name. Once I see his face, I know.
I think his last name was Lee or something like that. He's not even a UFC fighter. I think he's like a football player or a basketball player. It was like some celebrity boxing.
Oh, okay. I got to see who that was. I'm going to look that up real fast. Because I know Silva, he's going to be fighting one of the Paul brothers.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's Jake Paul he's going to fight.
Them guys are straight finessing, man. They straight finessing every damn thing. Can't stand those guys.
Yeah, definitely. It's cool, though, the celebrity boxing, though. It shows,
they need to do some
people,
of that for hip-hop.
Yeah, that'd be some funny shit.
Because one thing I got to give credit to, man, my man Gonzo, rest in peace. Because you remember when he was on the show, he was promoting that. He was trying to get rappers in line to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it was gloves up, guns down, you know.
Yeah, man, he was definitely trying to get that on the rats. One of the conversations we had was he was frustrated because a lot of rappers, they were hitting them up. But then when it came to really signing the contract or whatever, they didn't want to do it. They all got cold feet. I guess what it was, they were trying to protect their image. They ain't want to get knocked out because, they get knocked out, it's going to hurt their rep. You know, people are very image savvy.
Not even that. You talking on record like you doing this and doing that, and then you get tapped on your jaw and you out cold, you know. that's a no-no. You can't be talking crazy, you know. The crazy thing is, Poet's done celebrity boxing.
Right.
You know? Poet been in the ring for that years ago. So it's nothing new, but, it's just good to see people, going at it, man. Word.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to find this fight that I just saw, but can't find it. But, yeah, let's hit them with some music. And when we come back, hopefully we find them. We can tell them, let them know what's going on.
Oh, no doubt, man. We're going to hit them with some Billy Dance, man. M.O.P., that Buick music. And we're going to follow up with some more banging, some more heat. Anybody want to chop it up with us, the call number is 516-531-9596. And remember, dial that number and press 1. Let's go.
That Buick music.
Look here. We busy.
Buick music.
Pull. I'm the truest to ever do it. MVP in the hood, homie, it's levels to it. High influence, the truants.
All hand is the coolest.
It's that Buick music. Deuce in the corner rap. You niggas on a lack, I'm back to slaughter rap.
Yeah.
Listen, fuck the goat. Every line is a sick quote. I'm dope, he sort of that.
Right.
And I'm fed up with the setup. No more middleman, I'm the plug. Dan's ain't no second in command, what the fuck? Good grams, I ship them through the amp. Nigga, I'm damn near fentanyl. I'm out here killing y'all and I ain't got the drill involved.
So now every clown in the town got the crown, but I don't remember putting it down. I got the facts for you, baby. So how these niggas react to you
later?
No cap, it's a trap for you, baby. Look here.
Pull.
I'm from a long line of grinders. 87 stick up tears to gold miners. Saratoga Avenue shit, the front liner. Start a kit with the grip to fit with pole runners. Is this shit even real at all? I keep you niggas honest. Are you kidding me, dawg? I think you got your feelings involved. To the point, your shit ain't got no feeling at all. My shit ruthless, I show you what raising the roof is. Hard body shit, I showed you what blazing the booth is. Don't try me with that ghetto Gotti shit. Get your Maserati hit and sent over the rail. Your gorilla was an epic fail. You a C-minus bully, I get bullies hell.
You know,
top of the class for niggas that's known as fans for nothing. You niggas better go with that frontin'. I got the facts for you, baby. So how these niggas react to you later? No cap, it's a trap for you, baby. Look here.
Y'all know something right now. Alright, this is a PSA for all you whack ass, little tight jean wearing, old bird chest ass rappers. Humming, humming, humming. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, I'm old school. I'm tired of this old bullshit ass hip hop, because it ain't no goddamn hip hop. It's called slip hop because you done slipped. I'ma tell you my man, RJ Payne, he about to bring the pain. I'ma let you know that right now. You thought hip-hop was dead. No, RJ Payne, he gonna bring it to you, all right? Top five answers on the board. Here's the question. Name a man that's about to bring hip-hop right back into the fold. Survey said, RJ Payne. So all you little ass, little head, little foot, little face, little talent. Oh yeah, RJ Payne about to let you know what time it is. Let's go, RJ Payne. Payne!
Leatherface 4. Wu-Tang in this motherfucker. Oh yeah, let's go. Sick and disgusting, let's put the discussion. See, I don't rap, I tap dance on the beat and I rip through percussion. This type of shit ain't no typical substance. I like the bomb, I don't even write songs, this missile production. I feel like Rocky just crippled the Russians. Bitch, I'm the sniper, the burner, the pod piper. She whistle disruption, pistol concussions, issues is nothing. Test me, a death of being NFT, this digital hustler. Who number one, ain't no difficult judgment. Bar fest, bitch, we the gods in the flesh. Just a biblical covenant, shit is repugnant. Sicker than ever, lift the Beretta. Like I'm fighting a zombie, Will Smith in the leather. Bitch, I look like Money Mitch trying to whip a Carrera. Killing all these niggas in this era, now witness the terror. Shit is indebted, I got business to do. Been in the zoo, feeling like the newest member of Wu. It's pain.
See my agenda like Enter the Ninja. End up pretender, hit you with the 31st. By the end of December, the coldest winter. My sister soldiers don't go against us. Trust any member, we'll snap on rappers who don't avenge us. I burn contenders, they garbage baby, you heard of Brenda. My note to self is return the sender. If words offend ya, I'm guessing you tender. Y'all just guessing on Tinder. One swipe left, I'm dismembered. They ain't effing remembered. FM they dinner, this shit is food for your thoughts. If it's a food court, some of y'all eating soup with a fork. See y'all married to money, but going through a divorce. Pay the course in Puerto Rico, that go for you and your boss. It's Wu and RJ Payne, these bars are cane. I suit up the six shooter, woo! LeBron got game. Who up? The next who up? We all spit flames with a cannon. You think that wildin' out my new nickname? I bring the pain.
I definitely do. Effing with me who? I refurbish the old shoddy. Shit is technically new. Memphis with me too, fully loaded, deck with 52. I recollect the days when protecting neck will get me through. Metamorphosis, now we do business in better offices. Time will tell, 2 pound of shells, a set of tortoises. Cook your spaghetti, I pull a bullet in every orifice. Horror flick, open your face up like it's a quarter brick. Water whip notice, the shit that they cross the border with. More than lit, I'm coaching, I'm on some Tommy Lasorda shit. Quarter lick, I'm built like a cinder block when they pour the mix. Sorta sick, this type of talent make Michael Jordan rich. Still a factor, I kill a rapper, my illest chapter. Crisscross, so make me rock my chinchilla backwards. Lex Luthor, I'm better than every villain after. Fill the rapture, say a prayer for our killer pastor.
Shotty on the lap, riding passenger. Battlestar Galactica, I got your back pain like sciatica. Blastmaster INS, blood diamond from Africa. How I take it there, me fly the flux capacitor. Gladiators fell in my path. Felt the wrath when I dealt the blast. Now they sitting 12 and a half. Melons get smashed, considered witchcraft from the spell that I cast. Welcome to hell, let me help with your bags. Went from tapping ratchet dicks to bagging actresses. Savage since the back of 1-6, ooh. Flipping on pissy mattresses to blacksmith. Rock your chem suit, cause this is hazardous. The way we snatch bodies, they calling us human traffickers. 7:30 wordplay, verbal display, shatter vertebrae. On my worst day, that's the survey. Murder verse crazy like Sam on Nervous Thursday. Just another work day, they Cirque du Soleil.
Clown. Yeah, yeah, Schoolboy Radio, Saturday night, giving you that real shit. Shout out to RJ Payne, that was Bring the Pain, featuring Method Man. Dope joint, you know. Yeah, that was crazy. Shout out my brother, Recognize Real. And his joint, The Closers, featuring Guilty Simpson and Recognize Ali. But yeah, like we was talking before, so I see that it was former NFL running backs Le'Veon Bell stopped Adrian Peterson. It wasn't Silver. That was my mistake, people. But Le'Veon Bell knocked out Peterson.
Dang.
And the funny shit is, Swaggy P got knocked out by a TikToker.
Damn.
Like, homie lost mad points right now. Like, mad points. Like, Swaggy P, you get knocked out by a TikToker? That's
you know what? He's going to probably get a big old endorsement check now. That's just like it happened to the Paul brother when he knocked out Nate Robinson. Now look at him.
Yeah, so this guy's name is Malcolm Minikin. Ended in a round four after Young fell through the ropes and couldn't continue.
Damn. Right through the ring.
That's crazy. And I seen the footage. Like he went out like Martin, man. Like Martin. Yo, he got knocked out the ropes. I never seen nobody fall out the ropes like that.
Now, the one I did like, see one like, time that happened. That happened with Bernard Hopkins on his last fight where he fought Kazaki. Kazaki knocked him straight through the ropes.
Yeah, but I'm sure that was a decent hit. Like, this guy looked like he got tapped and went down, like, man down, like.
Damn.
Like, come on, Swaggy P, you out there calling people out. Because I think Swaggy
like
P wanted to fight, who was he supposed to fight, Swaggy P?
He was supposed to fight Blueface.
Blueface. And you fall to
they
a TikToker.
Yeah, they had that arranged for July 30th, but Blueface got in some trouble, so they pulled him out. He in a lot more trouble now with that crazy-ass girl here.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's the other kind of news, man. We ain't, you know, we keep it funky over here, but, you know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point
that out because, you know, Blueface came to mind because, you know, he got in the confrontation with that girl's daddy. He knocked the girl's daddy out. Weird shit.
Yeah, but, you know, I seen that footage, too, you know. The old man, you know, put his hands on him first. So, you know, it was more of a self-defense. And I was more self-defense than anything. You know, you put your hands on me, it's only right I put my hands on you. You know? But yeah, hey, man, you know.
It comes with the territory, man. Moral of the story, keep your hands to yourself if you're not really to defend for yours.
Yeah, what's crazy is that, you know, there's cameras rolling for everything. Ain't nothing private. Just like, you know, the homie that just got shot. You know, people would rather film than actually try to help you. You know what I mean? Like, you sitting there leaking blood and people want to film it. Like, they want to film this instead of trying to help. Like, there's a man down right here, dying, bleeding, and you want to film it. That's why I'll be jacking the, you know, that whole filming shit, man. I'll be jacking, like, not everything needs to be filmed, man. People just want to seem important by having stuff to film, you know, like. Too much shit out there. A lot of shit should be private, you know. You know, that's their business. And you just sitting here making everybody's business, making somebody's business everybody's business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all that whole posting your location and all that, that's bringing more eyes on the prize. Especially if you out there, if you're a public figure.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, you know, there's no love for life no more. They don't value life. And nobody valuing life no more. They don't respect life. They don't value it. You know?
You know what it is, though? Because I was looking at a program about social programming last week. And they were saying, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but they were saying that a lot of Generation Z, they look at life from the lenses of video games and social media. That's why they can kill without any form of impunity.
Well, not only that, like, the way I look at things, man, is, you know, it all comes to your household. You know, if you got a strong household, 9 out of 10 times, you know, your kid's going to turn out good, you know. If your household is fucked up, 9 out of 10 times, you know, whatever comes out of the household is going to be fucked up. You know, it's just science to it. You know, it's just, this is what it is. And you know, social media, how I look at social media, is people fronting. You know, people want to seem like they're doing a lot. People want to seem rich. People want to be in the rich people business. You know, when life ain't about that, man. You know, just be you. So what? This guy got jewels on and this, like look at all the crazy. I don't know if you be paying attention to New York news, but smashing grabs. You know, just the other day, a couple guys ran in a jewelry store, smashing. You know, robbing jewels. Then the other day, you know, three masked gunmen go up in the store and rob the store. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just violence all over the place, no matter what, and it's all being recorded. Everything's being recorded. There's no value on life. They don't care if they shoot you. And they could be shooting you just for a cell phone. You know, old people being attacked, old people being disrespected. Again, that goes back to the household, because if you got a strong household, you know, 9 out of 10 times, you know, you taught respect. Respect your elders. Respect, you know, respect the grandmothers. Respect the grandfathers. Respect the mothers. Respect the, you know. And these days,
right,
it's total opposite. You know, you got old people being attacked. You know, they snatching old people's pocketbooks. They mugging old people. They attacking old men. You know, Far Rockaway, they just, not too long ago, you know, they robbed a cab driver, punched him. He fell, hit his head, passed away, you know. When all this shit could be avoided, man, like, you know, it don't have
it's
to get to that
man.
Level.
Like,
Yeah,
it's everywhere. It's definitely everywhere. Even yesterday, at the if you see it on the news out here, for those who listen from the Carolinas, they had a shooting outside the Triangle Town Center, and people were just trying to do their everyday shopping.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Just like in Atlanta, they big mall down there. There's a shooting in the mall. Like, ain't nobody safe. Like, you can't even say, you know, tell your household, hey, let's go out shopping, and think that you're safe to go anywhere. Like, you gotta be on point, you know? Ain't nobody safe no more. Ain't nobody safe no more.
Exactly. And you know, while we was talking about this topic here, it appears that it was the rapper, go by the name of T. Grizzly. He said his home got robbed by thieves and millions of jewelry and cash. Ironically enough, his last single he released 4 days ago was titled Robbery. And this happened in L.A.
Well, again, like I say, man, yo, I say it time and time again. Gang members run L.A. So if you a high-profile celebrity and you doing the clubs and you going here and you going there, just know motherfuckers is watching you. They following you. And you don't even know they following you. But they following you. They know where you going home to sleep at. You know, think about it. Think about all these couple years that went by. How many celebrities' houses were robbed in L.A.?
Shit, a lot of them. A lot of white celebs,
yeah,
too. They be getting hit up.
Definitely. But, you know, you're a target. You're a target. You stepping out the club. You ain't from L.A. You peel off like everything's cool. Meanwhile, four cars back, you being tailed. You know what I mean? And they ain't thinking nothing of it. They pulling up to their big-ass crib. They ain't thinking nothing of it. And all they got to do is know that, yo, all right, he just left. Ain't nobody in there. Stay up in there.
Then they going ahead and they doing the live streams from the location. You're waving the stake to the wolves.
I'm gonna put you on to something, right? So I don't know if this happens over there, but over here, you know, you getting some paper. They'll put a tracker in your car. Almost like this little keychain thing that, you know, just so you know where your kids are. They could put that shit in your car and you wouldn't even know. And they could just sit and look on the app of where you went. You know?
Damn. Because I was thinking they also track cell phones too.
Yeah, they could track through the cell phone too, but a cell phone, you know, would be more obvious. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they could see on your phone and you left your location, but, you know, they could also throw something in your trunk, you know, put it in your trunk somewhere, put it somewhere where you wouldn't even know. You were inside the club partying. They could just slip this shit between your bumper. They could put this shit in your fender. And boom, now you leaving and going home and, you know, now they know where you're going, exactly where you're going. And there's something people give their kids so they know where their kids be. It's like this little square. It's crazy out there, man. Yeah, people out there, man, you know, be smart. You know, if you got a loop through your block two or three times, make sure nobody tailing you. Man, loop your block two or three times, man. Spin that block a couple times, man. You know, always know your, you know, ain't nothing new to, you know, when you're from the street, you know, you already know, man. You always got to be aware of your surroundings. You always got to be aware of people around you. But, you know, people get rich and they forget. And they forget, man.
They be forgetting. Never let your guard down.
Never. Never, man. That's for sure. I know we got some more music for the people. They don't want to hear us talking bullshit, but we're doing some more heat, E.
Yes, sir, man. New Joel Santana, Title Whitney. Hit you with another back, then we're going to be out. Anybody want to call and chime in on the bill, call number 516-531-9596.
Yeah, call up and tell us what you think, man. Let's go.
Heatmakers, crack music, crack music, crack music.
We both know I'm not what you need.
I dipset. Yeah. Feeling like like the old rucker, hot summer. Every day's a fucking blockbuster for them block huggers. Heavy pop up or not suffer, Glock 9 buster. Get your spine ruptured when that fire touch you, God help you. I came up selling hot butter, by any means necessary, minds will not suffer. Long nights, breaking day, same shit day to day. Was clocking more than Flavor Flav, praying for some better days. Blocks hot, shots banging like the 808, no Damon Wayne. Niggas out here putting in that major pain, same shit day to day. We ain't have a way, we had to make a way. They ain't give a shit, we had to pave the way. Nobody ever gave us nothing, all they did was take away. Now we leave the store with what we want, ain't no layaway. Whip game immaculate, master with the packaging. I've been moving with the A, way before Kardashian. Cocaine activists, trafficking, natural born savages. Accept all challenges, had them lining up to get some. Whip it to my wrist numb, kept a big gun. When I shoot it, make my wrist jump. Tupac jumping, spot bumping like a system. Getting money's a disease, I got all the symptoms. Always trying to get more than some. Lose some, you win some. Only out for the income. Feds wanna convict them, drag them through the system. Said that I was moving work out like eviction. More bass than a kick drum. I was pushing white like a fist pump. Chasing after big bucks, had to stay gripped up. Nigga run down, he getting lift up. Flipped up, that paper getting ripped up. Body bag zipped up. Can't trust a soul now, cause all these niggas switched up. Handy with the tool, anybody getting fixed up. Potato on a barrel, don't get chipped up, chump. Niggas hang with everybody till they body getting lynched up, yup. Punk, you only tough with your niggas. Slide down with the pole, got him shaking like a stripper. Far from a beginner. Had a homie take you out and I ain't talking dinner. Praying for forgiveness, cause I always been a sinner. Might have my dogs turn you cats in the litter. Make it hot all winter. Mink furs, chinchilla, or the fox all winter. Neck and wrist full of rocks, no glitter. In the kitchen while the pot's on simmer. Spot popping like popcorn, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, that was some fire right there. Shout out to Capadonna, Stu Bangers. They got a new album out, man. Go check that out. Go run those numbers up.
Definitely. Support the real hip-hop here, man. And also the brothers that's still putting that out, man. Still putting out that solid shit. Definitely support.
Yeah, definitely a lot of good albums out right now, man. Go check them out. You know, the hip-hop is definitely underground and still putting out some heat. You know, shout out Wu-Tang and Nas. You know, they got a dope tour going on out there. I've been seeing packed out stadiums.
That's good.
You know, hip-hop is still, you know, the underground is still, underground still doing things, man.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing to see, man. I like to see our legends, you know, get up in age and, you know, enjoy, not only enjoy the pleasures of life, but also still having a base that can still support them. Because we see it with a lot of rock artists all the time. You see Mick Jagger, he fucking 100 years old. He still can tour and sell out shows. So it's good to see the people that we grew up listening to or, you know, supporting still doing it at a high capacity.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, you know. For sure, man. People love real hip hop, man. That's one thing that I know for certain is that the fans love hip hop, and you know, hip hop is like the new thing, man. So people that you was listening to 20 years ago, you know, they still, you know, people still love that music. If you think about it, most hip hop heads are still listening to music from the 80s and the 90s. You know, they don't really listen to a lot of the new stuff. They might listen to a couple things, but the hardcore fanatics, you know, they still listening to the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers. They still listening to the Illmatics, you know, the CNN, the Biggies, the Pacs, you know, the NWA. You know, they still listening to the classics, man. They still listening.
And I don't know if you have an FYE still in your area, but we still have one out here, and I'm telling you, man, the young ones are still buying the vinyl up. They still buying Wu-Tang merch. They buying NWA merch.
Well, you know, it's put it like this: T-shirts, Wu-Tang T-shirts, is like buying a Kiss T-shirt. You know. For the kids, you know, they everybody's still purchasing. You got old, you know, you got young kids wearing Def Leppard shirts, knowing damn well they don't listen to Def Leppard, but you know they're wearing the Wu Tang shirt, they wearing the Ice Cube T shirt, they wearing the Cypress Hill T shirts, you know, but that's the groups that they represent. As far as vinyl, you know, vinyl made a comeback in 2020. A big comeback where people, you know, now people are still pressing up more vinyl. And it's become a commodity. It's a collector's thing, you know. You want to do that. You want to support your artist, man. Ain't nothing more nostalgic than buying an old Wu-Tang shirt. You know, vinyl. Like, this is nostalgic, you know.
And it makes you feel like you're a part of a movement. That's what the beauty of what those groups, when they were coming out in the 80s and the 90s, brought. You feel like you're a part of it just by rocking the merch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a baseball fan wearing their team or basketball jersey of your favorite team. You know, you supporting the brand. You repping it. You know, that's who you play for. That's what you love, man, you know. You ain't going to wear something you don't love. You ain't just going to wear a jersey because it's a jersey. You're going to wear it because, you know, your favorite player plays for that team. So the back of your jersey is going to say their name on it. And it's just like rocking a Wu-Tang shirt or a Method Man T'Challa shirt or a Ghostface shirt or a Raekwon purple tape. You know, just having the purple tape on your T-shirt lets people know that you're a Wu-Tang fan, you know?
It's Exactly. And it also shows how innovative that era was, because, you know, you was like, you want to wear some fly shit. The Wu-Tang logo, the Boot Camp logo, the Mobb Deep logo, Screwball logo, Terror Squad logo, the list goes on. It had a lot of innovative shit behind it. And you was like, damn, let me get that merch. That made me feel like I'm a part of that.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Shout out all the legends still doing their thing, man. Shout out Black Poet still doing his thing. Schoolboy, we in the building. We here another Saturday night. Shout out the whole Wu-Tang. You know, everybody's still doing their thing. They're still out there, man. Soul Assassins, Cypress Hill, you know, even Bone Thugs, you know, go buy their merch. Go support your favorite artists, man. Go support them. I say this every week. Every week, man. Go out there, support the legends, support your favorite artists, man. Buy their merch, rep their shit, you know. Because as much as y'all don't know, but we appreciate y'all. And that makes you part of our family when y'all repping our stuff, you know. So go out and buy the Schoolboy t-shirt. Go out and buy the Infamous t-shirts, you know. Planet Asia, whoever is your favorite artist, go out, support them. And I guarantee you, those artists appreciate it, and they always will look at you like you part of the family. Word is bond.
That's what it is, man. And, you know, we're going to leave on that note, hit you with one last cold banger from the God Fahim called The Coldest. And we're going to be back next Saturday night, same school time,
same
school
time. Word. Who hand? Shout out Black Poet.
Thank y'all. Big shout out to Black Poet doing this thing, man. Definitely going to link up back with him this weekend for the episode 96. So we're going to leave y'all on that note, and we out.
Peace, peace.
What?
I was hoping this nigga's going to be
come
the
on.
Word.
Yeah.
They got it.
Can't see the game holding me back. I came from the line of the coldest to cast so far back. You don't know me like that. Never forget where you came or where you going to. Nobody knows about the pain that I be going through. But fuck it, I hold my head high, cause I'm supposed to. Put a muzzle over that hole you put your nose to. Hippopotamus, autonomous, hood economist. Rip it off the blockchain, you don't know where the scholar is. Why she so thirsty? She don't know where the dollar is. Walking for the talk. He don't know what the problem is, that's the last straw. After that it's demolishing, this ain't the old school no more. Things to change, the things people do for attention to get fame. Got me ignoring everything, just trying to stack change. My phone ringing for plays, my live clicking. Zoom calls talking high-end jobs, we keep the ties tipping. Build upon my empire, yeah, my mind different. We got 24 hours, I choose to spend my time different. That's why I'm flying in Bruce Lee sky, kicking metal on standby. Don't be doing that eye twitching, bona fide rap lord, mathematic and scientific mind terrific. Tuck the ammunition for fire clipping, time to shift and got them dividends for my commission like an umpire of rap. They need my permission, oh no, wire the track. I do the demolition, had a premonition, but for now I'm just reminiscing.